Now, moving on, a Monaghan businessman says he's confident of expanding his workforce after setting up his new business, energysupervisor.ie. Managing Director Enda Ruxton launched his company earlier this year, creating two new jobs at his base in Shercock, just inside the Monaghan border. His business helps to identify where companies are overspending on their electricity bills. Earlier this evening, Enda told The Bottom Line's Claire Noble about his company and how he got started.
Well, my background was for quite a long time. I worked for large multinational companies such as Motorola and Siemens. My background is engineering, and I spent many years working in factory environments in manufacturing, factory automation and that type of area. The idea for Energy Supervisor came, I've been, I suppose, for the last 7 years or so, been involved in the energy business through various aspects of it, and I was in a customer site in the northeast region where a customer was, I suppose, lamenting their large energy bills. And when I tried to identify where they were consuming their energy, they had very substantial annual bills, but essentially they could only provide me with their total electricity bill and their total oil consumption. They had numerous written reports from both utility suppliers and also from independent consultants. The difficulty with those reports is that they, you know, although they are based on a strong technical and educational background, the principal difficulty is that there's a lot of speculation and conjecture involved in those reports in terms of the accuracy of the information. And it's quite difficult, understandably, for businesses to, I suppose, make a decision on what's the best thing to do to reduce their energy costs in the absence of hard information.
Okay, so what did you decide to do after that? I mean, you've seen what was out there in terms of what people can do. So what did you do you think of next?
Well, I knew that there was technology available for electricity, for measuring water, oil, gas and heat energy. But ultimately, I knew that we needed some form of integrated solution that would allow people to deploy these technologies within their buildings and also to be able to send that information to some form of software. And we opted basically for an internet-based solution or software as a service. Obviously, you know, getting some help from in terms of funding assistance, Cavan Monaghan Leader, we made an application to Cavan Monaghan Leader and it was approved. And we were very thankful for the funding that we received to help us set up the business and
okay.
get it off the ground.
And a timeline, Enda, when did it all happen and how long did it take you to get the business off the ground?
Well, the leader process took quite a few months to go through, but I mean, it was certainly worth, the end result proved positive for us and it was worth sticking with that. In that time when we were seeking funding with Cavan Monaghan Leader, we were also, I suppose, engaging with potential customers and building up a lead list that customers we could start to talk to and pursue business with. So that's sort of come together at the same time in terms of we received our funding and we were also starting to deploy solutions or ready to hit the ground running straight away with solutions to customers once the funding was approved and in place and we'd acquired the equipment.
Okay, so you started off at the beginning of this year and you're based at Lisnadara in Shercock, just near the Monaghan border there, Energy Supervisor Limited. How has the first 6 months of business been?
It has been very, very interesting. It's, and I'm not just saying that because we're in this line of business. It is an interesting business.
So tell us about your day. What do you do when you go into your business there, just near Shercock? How do you identify someone who needs their electricity tackled and monitored? And then how do you make the approach? So I suppose the average day.
The average day, I mean, the customers are mixed. I suppose there's a bit of an impression that, you know, the customers are large customers, but they're not always. They can be small and medium-sized businesses also. We don't pursue any one particular sector of commercial business because everybody uses energy. And our customers will be quite varied in terms of, you know, they are across all types of production and you know, manufacturing and distribution. So I suppose the approach that we make to customers is very simple. They know that they have, in many cases, they have substantial energy costs. The will is there to try and do something about it. The difficulty is for many companies is that they're on businesses, they're focused on their day-to-day business, which is their core business, and they don't really necessarily want the distraction of trying to look at things which are supporting aspects of their business, okay, such as energy.
So who makes the approach? I mean, do you visit businesses or do they come to you?
It's a combination of both. Some people have actively come to us, and others we make the approach. And, you know, there are certain particular business sectors where you know that energy consumption is high. So, for example, you know, in the leisure industry, the hotel sector, and various other types of leisure businesses such as swimming pools, health clubs, etc. The manufacturing industry, where you have discrete manufacturing or process industries such as milk processing, these are all energy intensive businesses.
Okay, so you'd go to them and say, listen, I have a plan here, I have my company, and this is how I can basically make you save money. But along the lines of what you do and what others do, what makes you different to, say, someone else who says, well, I can cut your bills too?
I suppose when you look at the technology that we have, our real value add is not just about the pieces of hardware and the software that goes together. Our value add, given the background that I come from, is that we understand the production floor, we understand commercial buildings, we know how they're built and put together, the types of systems that are inside them. We know the types of methods that are needed. Apart from just acquiring the data, somebody then has to be able to interpret that data.
So what do you do? I suppose people would be listening and saying, okay, that's great, you know, you monitor energy, but how do you do it?
Okay, if we take, for example, if you take heat energy, for example, and that could be a heating system for a large building, or it could be heat that's used as part of a production process, we can use portable equipment which will physically clamp onto pipework, and it measures the flow rate in that pipework and measures the temperature of the water being transported and calculates how much heat energy is being used in that particular part of a building. That can be done then times 2, 3, 4 or whatever multiples of that throughout a building to figure out which parts of a production process or which parts of a building physically use a certain proportion of the total energy spend in the building. And the same goes for electrical energy or, you know, gas or oil, etc. The method is still the same. So it's various types of metering equipment, essentially.
Have you had anyone in, you know, basically that runs a family home and just can't keep the bills down?
It's not our particular target market in terms of family homes, because obviously the dividends from family homes, you know, especially for the homeowner or the end user, is going to be smaller, much smaller than it is in the case of a commercial business. Whether that's distribution or manufacturing. And, you know, so it's not an area that we're, I suppose, that focused on. Our primary focus is on industrial commercial, because, as I said, the dividends are basically to make energy savings are substantially larger for those organisations.
You know? And, Enda, you know, the boost that you received at your company from CAF Monaghan Leader obviously would have been a great asset to get yourselves running. You created 2 jobs, and obviously there's always the potential there to create more as your business grows.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, we'd be hopeful to continue to create employment into the future. It's obviously reliant on the amount of business that we do, but we believe we're good at what we do, and we're in a position to bring a lot of value to our customers in terms of savings that go straight to the bottom line.
And what date did you open this year, just out of curiosity?
I suppose ultimately we got up and running. Our big launch was the energy show in the RDS, which was on in March. Although the business was technically set up before that, I mean, that was where we launched ourselves into the marketplace, and that was part funded by, that was one of the measures that was funded by CAF Monaghan Leader. And so that provided us with a great springboard to, I suppose, to reach a wider national audience of customers. We would count that as our principal start date in earnest.
All right, Enda. Well, if anyone wanted to get in touch with yourselves at Energy Supervisor, how can they reach you?
If they go to our website, it's probably the quickest and easiest way to get our contact details. There's a contact form online and all our contact details are on the site.
Managing Director of EnergySupervisor.ie, Enda Ruxton, there speaking to The Bottom Line's Claire Noble.